When it was on Broadway back in the late 1960s, cabaret broke the traditional musical mold and made Joel Grey, who played the master of ceremonies, a Broadway star. The legendary musical is now breaking records at Richmond Triangle Players. The musical is set in the 1920s in Berlin, when the Nazi Party was gaining momentum. Most of the action takes place at the bawdy and decadent Kit Kat Club, where anything goes. The plot involves two ill-fated love stories, one between Sally, a British singer at the club, and Cliff, a young American writer, and another that involves Fräulein Schneider, who owns a local boarding house, and Herr Schultz, a Jewish merchant. The two stories move along with the help of a very expressive, erotic MC and a handful of steamy, provocative Kit Kat girls and boys. The excessive lifestyle that was the trademark of Berlin and the Kit Kat Club comes to a screeching halt when the Nazis gain control of the city. Director and choreographer Penny Ann Moss sets the stage for this risque musical early on as the scantily clad Kit Kat girls and boys visit with the audience before they take the stage. The flow of the action from beginning to end is seamless, always drawing you into this risque world. Everyone in the cast gives a solid performance. Standouts in the Kit Kat girls and boys include Dan Simo and Linnea Van Drazen, who always provides memorable moments. Jeannie Rule, who takes on the role of Fräulein Schneider, and Doug Schneider, who plays her suitor, Herr Schultz, are an incredible team on stage. Their skillful portrayals are honest and charming. Nicole Oberleitner brings energy to her role as the self-centered Sally Bowles. She and the talented Stevie Rice, who plays Clifford Bradshaw, share a chemistry on stage that is fun to watch. When Moss cast Chris Hester as the earthy, seductive MC, she hit the jackpot. Hester sizzles in the role. On stage for most of the play, he never loses character and adds a naughty element to the moment. Also to be commended are Holly Sullivan for some rather inventive costuming, Frank Foster for a set that suits the action perfectly, and Michael Jarrett for his effective lighting. Cabaret is a definite summertime must-see. The show has been extended because of demand. It will run through July 19 at Richmond Triangle Players. For JoanTuppence.com, this is Joan with One Woman's View.